the Metropolitan Museum of Arts, Temple of Dendur. This is Remembering September 11th. I'm Anastasia Tsoulkas of NPR Music.
And I'm Helga Davis of WQXR's Q2. This performance from Wordless Music was created to mark the 10th anniversary of September 11th, and it brings together four pieces of distinct beauty and reflective mood. This afternoon, we'll hear artists of the Wordless Music Orchestra perform Ingram Marshall's Fog Tropes, Osvaldo Golijov's Tenebrae, and Alfred Schnittke's collected songs where every verse is filled with grief. After a brief intermission, we'll hear the world premiere of Maxim Mostyn's orchestration of a work by William Baczynski titled The Disintegration Loops. And during the intermission, we're so excited we have Mr. McAdams, Mr. Baczynski, and Mr. Marshall who'll join us to discuss their work.
And this concert, Helga, is taking place at this magnificent Temple of Dendur, which is a 2,000-year-old temple that was a gift from the Egyptian government in 1965. And now it is inside of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, inside of a gorgeous soaring glass atrium that overlooks the trees and greenery of Central Park. And the temple is surrounded by this beautiful reflecting pool with sort of marsh grasses growing out of it that evokes the waters of the Nile River. And between the granite of the temple and the marble surroundings, it really lends itself to a contemplative mood.
It does. And I was speaking to one of the guests this afternoon, and he said to me that he will never see this temple in the same way again. And it's so beautiful to hear this music here in this space, because we also hear the music differently. We get to have a different kind of experience of live music in a sacred place. It's completely beautiful, and I'm so happy to be here with you.
Definitely, and so grateful to
you. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Now would be a good time to turn off your cell phones. Thank you. And there are no flash photography elements allowed. You may take pictures, but do not use your flash, please. Welcome to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Please welcome the director of the Met, Thomas P. Campbell.
Good afternoon. I'm Tom Campbell, director of the Metropolitan Museum. I'd like to welcome you today to this special concert by the Wordless Music Orchestra here at the Temple of Dendur in the Sackler Wing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I would also like to welcome the listeners tuning in worldwide via NPR Music and Q2. The Metropolitan Museum is presenting this concert in remembrance of September the 11th, 2001, a day that profoundly affected all of our lives. It was 10 years ago that the Metropolitan got a call from Mayor Giuliani, specifically asking that the museum remain open as a place of refuge for our city. We did, and the public came in amazing numbers. While each of us had individual responses to the events of 9/11, the Met's global collections remind us of the resilience that unites humankind and the strength of our creative expression throughout every phase of history, through both triumph and tragedy. The survival of these extraordinary works of art across time and upheaval brings us hope for the simple reason that it means renewal. As the last decade has proven, our memory is the cornerstone of our ability to endure. The Met will always provide a place for reflection, solace, and inspiration. And we are honored to be the venue on this emotion-laden anniversary for the work of four extraordinary composers, two of whom, William Baczynski and Ingram Marshall, are here with us. Today's orchestral performance of Mr. Baczynski's Disintegration Loop 1.1 is a world premiere. The piece, in its electronic form, will be installed in the September 11th Museum when it opens next year. Finally, I want to thank Lauren Bonn and Metabolic Studio for their generous sponsorship of this event. Thank you for joining us.
And the audience is seated around the temple. The temple is made up of two structures, and the musicians will be seated between those structures, and the audience is seated both on chairs and on the floor surrounding the temple.
It's also great. There are kids here. There are strollers here. Oh, the quartet is taking the stage.
And the musicians of the quartet are Keith Diffenbach, Caroline Shaw, violins, Nadia Sorodon, viola,
and Clarice Jensen, cello.
Thank you.
Osvaldo Galeão's Tenebrae, composed in 2002. And it came after a trip that Galeão took to Israel. And a week after that trip, he came back to New York and took his son to the planetarium. And he says he wanted to go there and where they could see the Earth as a beautiful blue dot in space.
And now we're going to hear Ingram Marshall's Fog Tropes 2. And again, the quartet is four players from the Wordless Music Orchestra.
Nadia Sirota, viola. Clarice Jensen, cello.
And the first violinist is Keats Diefenbach. And the second violin is Caroline Shaw. we just heard Ingrid Marshall's Fog Tropes 2 for string quartet and tape. And that's actually a version from 1993. This release was originally written for brass sextet and those incredibly evocative sounds of foghorns and seabirds, and also a Balinese flute called the gamba. But Ingrid Marshall actually made an arrangement for the Kronos Quartet and tape, and that's the version we heard today.
From 1993. And again, our quartet are Nadia Serota, viola, Clarice Jensen, cello, and
Caroline Shaw is the second violin, and Keats Dieffenbach is our first violinist today. And we're going to go from here to the last piece for string quartet that we're going to hear today, isn't that right?
And that's Schnitke's Collected Songs, where every verse is filled with grief.
And that's a piece that also has a Kronos
arrangement from the mid-90s.
That's right, and it's actually a piece that was written for a mixed choir that was then rearranged by David Harrington of the Kronos Quartet into this work for string quartet and tape that we're about to hear.
Thank you.
Alfred Schwitker's collected songs where every verse is filled with grief. That was an arrangement by the Kronos Quartet from the mid-90s, and it's music taken from Schnitger's Concerto for Mixed Chorus, written in 1984 and 1985. I'm Helga Davis, here for WQXR's Q2.
And I'm Anastasia Tsoulikas from NPR Music, and we're so grateful to be spending this time with you today.
It's awesome. It's really, really awesome. And we're at intermission now.
And we're here, actually, with three of our guests, artists today. We'll begin by sitting with the conductor, Ryan McAdams, who's leading the piece at the second half of the program, comprises the second half of the program. And welcome, Ryan. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And tell us a little bit about how this concert came together, and specifically how it came together here at the Temple of Dendor at the Metropolitan Museum.
Well, I came in sort of at the last minute, so I'm not entirely sure what the evolution of this concert was to be here.
How does it feel to be here?
Well, it's an extraordinary thing. It's one of those events where someone describes it to you, and you're just angry that you can't believe you hadn't thought of it first. It feels so right. All of these pieces are so gorgeously chosen. And when I was asked to come and conduct the Basinski, I honestly had not heard of the piece before. And learning about how this work came into being, it's unbelievable. It feels like an urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
That this piece that we're about to hear was being born really within eyesight of the events that happened in Lower Manhattan, September 11th, and these pieces, really this piece, William Basinski's piece, came about where he had these electronic loops on cassette from the 80s, which he actually sort of forgot about because the technology improved. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to use them anymore. And he pulled them out near September 11, 2001, and started playing them back. And the cassettes were in such bad shape that they started to disintegrate as he played them.
Right.
And so, in essence, this work came out of him in a way through sort of destruction that no one could have anticipated.
And it's so interesting to me that there's sort of this level of decay of the physical object, and that timing had to just happen to match up with this time of, well, another kind of decay and sort of a morphing of being, both physical morphing and being here in New York, and kind of an emotional feeling as well.
I think so. I think that, the way the work is structured, you begin with this sense of this almost noble, sort of almost naive melody, and it breaks apart so slowly, and you're left with something of a void. What's so astounding to me about the arrangement that we're doing today, that Maxime Mostyn put together, is that he adds another element, which is actually this sense of timelessness. In Billy's original piece, the loop stays the same and just wears away. I won't get too technical about what Maxime has done, but essentially, you start with this theme, and it starts to disintegrate note by note, but he's adding extra beats in the bar so that the time it takes to play the theme expands. And we in the band have to actually push the tempo a little bit in order to keep it the same. So what you get is sort of, it's like watching something dissolve in a petri dish, where the petri dish stays, it keeps the form, and it breaks apart on a molecular level.
Beautiful.
It's an astounding thing, I think, to listen to.
Well, thank you so much. I know you have to go prepare for your performance. And joining us now is Ingram Marshall, who's Fog Tropes 2. We just heard, one of the things that that really joins this concert in such unity is this feeling of suspension of time and of place in the most marvelous and myriad ways, I'd say.
It's really, really great, and I'm so glad to see Ingram Marshall here at the table with us. Mr. Marshall, we were standing together a little bit during the sound check, and you said to me, I had to come and be in this space and hear it. Can you tell us a little bit about why that felt so important to you?
Well, I love acoustical spaces that kind of envelop you, and it's, like big churches and cathedrals. And I remember this space from many years ago, and I used to come to the museum a lot. I always was drawn to this. And I love the Temple of Dendor, the whole thing. And I couldn't miss it.
It's really, really great to see you here. and tell us what you thought of the piece, and just also being in the audience and being surrounded and engulfed not only in the sound of your own work, but you had your New York neighbors next to you.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a swarm of New York people, which is wonderful because I don't live in New York. But I also felt very humble and honored to be asked to have my music, you know, involved in this program, which I don't feel I'm worthy of, but it was wonderful anyhow. The whole program is great. It really does address so many issues that people are thinking about today.
Yeah, it's this amazing arc of sort of composers who were writing works well before September 11th, and then, as it happens, this William Baczynski piece that was written sort of during, but that it sort of addresses these timeless themes in very diverse and very beautiful ways.
I agree with you completely. Especially the Schnittchen, which we just heard, which is a marvelous piece.
Oh, it is. And those textures are amazing. Yeah. The way that the harmonies sort of open up. And it's beautiful, really beautiful. Well, I want to thank you so very much for your time with us. We're getting ready. We're watching the stage being reset now. As the orchestra is arriving on stage, we're morphing from a string quartet to having the full Wordless Music Orchestra, as it's constituted for today, join us on stage. And joining me now is William Baczynski himself, and it's such a pleasure to have you join us here today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. I am so delighted and thrilled to be here.
Sorry, I really, really love this piece of your essay where you say the iron oxide particles were gradually turning to dust and dropping into the tape machine, leaving bare plastic spots on the tape, and silence in the corresponding sections of the new recording. I was recording the death of these melodies. Can you talk a little bit about what that was for you, and then about how that informed the piece and where you were for 9/11?
Well, the pieces originally came about completely by accident, because I was in the recording studio archiving 20-year-old tape loops to digital. And in the process, they began to disintegrate. The glue.
That's what happens with analog tape.
It can, yes. The glue loses its integrity and the dust turns back to dust. And so it was a profound experience for me, particularly the fact that I was recording the life and death of each of these melodies, and each one decayed in its own way, in its own time, completely individual, each one. Yet they seem to hold that intrinsic quality that each one had that made it a particular melody. They held on to that somehow to the very end. And the fact that it was all recorded was so redemptive for me. It was really quite a shock and awe experience for me in the studio those 2 days.
And then there you were on your rooftop on September 11th.
Yes, that was a horror, you know. Being in New York, it's often, you know, it's difficult to even talk about it because it wasn't like seeing it on TV, although it was so crystal clear that day that you would have thought you were seeing something on television. And then we couldn't believe what we were seeing, as everyone in New York knows. That was lucky enough to not be, you know, destroyed that day.
And I was in Brooklyn as well, and it was such a tactile sensation because the wind was carrying in that direction, and it was a very intense experience.
Horrible. Were you downtown Brooklyn where the dust and papers and everything? Oh.
And I just want to say, it's such a pleasure to have this orchestration. If you can address very briefly, because the orchestra's arrived on stage, tell us in a couple words what it is to have an orchestra transform this piece again into this new textural medium.
It is a dream come true for me, honestly. To have Max Mostyn's brilliant orchestration, to have the opportunity to come here, be invited by Ronan with Wordless Music, and then have it be presented here at the Metropolitan Museum in this incredible temple. I am deeply moved and excited The orchestration is extraordinary. The musicians are brilliant. The conductor, Ryan, is just a star. They've all really dug into it. And I just can't wait to hear it myself.
Nor can we.
Nor can we. And thank you so very much. I really appreciate you stopping to spend this time with us.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And again, we're going to hear very shortly the world premiere orchestration of Maxim Monstone's The Disintegration Loops DLP 1.1 by William Basinski, who just joined us here as the orchestra has arrived, and we're starting to get ready to hear the second half of today's program, Remembering September 11th.
I think it's one of my favorite parts of orchestral music is to hear them tuning up and getting ready.
Centering themselves.
And again, we're here in this beautiful, beautiful temple, surrounded by Central Park, surrounded by New York. And I was on the Upper West Side for September 11th, and I remember we could smell the dust even up here from downtown. But it's all abuzz, this room.
It's amazing. It's such a cross-section of the city. I think people of any conceivable background and age have gathered here today. There are people seated, but it's people standing, people on the floor. It's packed. I know when I was walking around just before the concert started, there was still a long line of people who were desperately pleading to come in, and the space was unfortunately full. So it's really something that is, I think, of incredible importance and incredible solace, too. It feels so good to be here right now.
And for as many times as I've been in this room, I know I will never, ever, ever experience it the same way again.
The vibrations have shifted.
Indeed.
And this piece was just about to begin. I was looking over the very first page of the score as we came in, and I think it asks the musicians to hum an F.
I think
it's an F coming in.
Sort of,
isn't that interesting? It sort of centers everyone in a sonic way, but in an emotional way, too.
Absolutely. I'm going to hum it also. I will be humming the F.
Terrific. And we're hearing the orchestra's just finishing, and this is the Wordless Music Orchestra, conducted by the young and dynamic Ryan McAdams.
It's also great when the orchestra is tuning up. People tend to speak a little bit more loudly, and they know they have to get it all in cram it all in before that downbeat, and in this case, before our F. So I think we are almost there.
I think we're just getting there.
I am, again, from WQXR's Q2. I'm Helga Davis.
And I'm Anastasia Tsoulkas from NPR Music, and it's really such a pleasure and privilege to be spending this time with you. And the crowd is still getting itself settled. I think more people are trying to squeeze their way in before
and
the performance
Ryan
starts.
Ryan is getting everybody together here.
And one of the most interesting things I think about this piece is, as we were saying very briefly with Mr. Basinski and also with Ingram Marshall, that this whole concert has this amazing narrative arc, and yet it comes from music written over a pretty big span of time. The music of Golijov being written before September 11th and Marshall as well. And you can hear this concert again on nprmusic.org.
And it'll be available for a week, yes, as a download.
Well, William Basinski has very graciously said that we can download these performances for 1 week starting after the remainder of this concert.
And I think we are ready to begin.
Thank you. think that was one of the most extraordinary endings to a performance I have ever witnessed
Indeed.
In my life.
And I feel also that this applause is not just for this performance, but also for our city, for our country, for this day.
For all of us.
For all of us. Really, really for all of us.
I was so struck during the music that there's such a sense of unfolding and yet an unyielding quality. And you know, our producer Tom Heisinger said to me, it was as if their piece has always been progress.
And Mr. And Baczynski has just taken a bow with the orchestra.
And then now he's embracing some of the musicians and being very, very warmly greeted by a crowd that clearly has come to this place for
some songs. Everyone is on their feet. It's really, really beautiful.
But there's such a sense of suspension of time and an unyieldingness to the music and the stasis and yet movement inside of it. And this temple here that has been here, not here in New York, of course, but has been part of our world for over 2,000 years, is such a strong statement.
And also, this kind of music, this kind of piece, really requires such concentration. And we think that because the melody is simple or it sounds very, it has this childlike quality to it, that it's easy to just sit and sort of zone out, and it isn't at all. It takes a tremendous amount of concentration also to go in and out in this way where maybe your part drops out for a measure or for a beat, to really stay on top of your paper and to keep your energy and intention inside the music. Our musicians are leaving the space now.
And it was such an attentive audience, too.
I mean,
people were here inside of the music, too, in a really powerful and moving way. And I want to say thank you again for joining us this performance of a concert entitled Remembering September 11th, taking place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Temple of Dendur here in New York.
And we have lots of people in our chat room from Chicago, from Copenhagen, from Casper, Wyoming, Boston, Mexico, Portland, San Francisco, Pennsylvania, Vermont, from France, from Tallahassee, from Ecuador. It's really, really great that you were all able to join us.
And we're so very grateful. And we'd like to give some thanks. Our live webcast was a collaboration between NPR Music and WQXR's Q2. It was produced by NPR Music's Tom Heisinga, and the executive producer for NPR Music is Anya Grundman. WQXR's senior engineer is Edward Haber. Our engineer was Josh Rogerson, with help today from Sean Twigg. And Q2's producer is Alex Ambrose.
Very, very special thanks to everyone at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, including Thomas P. Campbell, Limor Tomer, Michael Frank, and also to everyone at Wordless Music, including Ronan Givoni and Richie Clark. Also thanks to the Kronos Quartet for permission to use their arrangement of the Schnitka, and thanks to the Metabolic Studio for their generous support of this concert.
I'm Anastasia Tsoulikas with Helga Davis, and a quick note, you can hear this concert streamed as an archive on nprmusic.org. And again, Mr. Baczynski has graciously allowed us to offer the Disintegration Loops as a download for 1 week following this performance. So again, I'm Anastasia Tsoulikas from NPR Music. Here.
And I am Helga Davis from WQXR's Q2.
And thank you so very much for
spending
this extraordinary time with us.
Thank you.